Yes.
Not a lot to do in those rural towns.
Okay, now we have Social Services, 5106. Mr. Foley and company.
So, overall comment about the social services. We're having some areas that are increasing, like CPS placement. Complex funding where you're covered with federal. The non-general fund budgets are all basically being covered. The way we handled that was there was initially a lot of need to have people sitting down at the computers entering. That's starting to wane now, shifted with your... conservator budget is the one general fund, and that stayed. There's a little bit of a move towards some more conservatorships that are related to mental health. That continues to some of you may also be aware that there's been a big move across California that just Sacramento about trying to that could impact us in some way in the future. That's my paragraph about overall health.
You provide mental health services to the jail, right?
Yeah, that's actually prisoners. Under a different thing, but it
okay.
could impact us if people who are currently in the jail and are in there because of mental health issues get pulled out, then it increases the need whatever they're
okay.
We've also just recently implemented signing people up there.
Well, I guess just editorial on the conservators, they do a heck of a job for the staff they have. It's almost more work than they can do.
Yeah, it really is. And on a fairly regular basis, Laura and I sit down and say, okay, given that you have two people and, you know, And I might throw in Laura's favor, they just had a big state level audit, and there was fewer areas that they're looking for improvement than there has been in the last.
You know, question, Jim, under line item 45300, medically indigent adult. It looks like, did you have somebody that you were doing medical for and that's gone now, or?
Sure. I'll defer to Ted.
Yes, that's related to the Medi-Cal expansion from the Affordable Care Act, and that line item was the county's responsibility for the medically indigent adult, and as you can see, we're budgeting about 1% of the caseload, and that's because that caseload all got transferred to Medi-Cal. And when we get to the 5201 budget, you'll see how that kind of affects the revenue there, too.
Okay, so the cost got changed from one program to another, basically?
Pretty much, yeah. It got switched to Medi-Cal.
Okay.
Giving us money. See, there's those cost savings.
Oh, well, I'm sure. any questions?
No.
Let's move on down to 2730. Public Guardian Conservator. Any questions?
By the way, one thing related to this is that Laura started to access a little bit of revenue that we haven't, in part because able to sell properties, and I know you had talked increase in the likelihood that something will sell. Someone's property has gone to the conservator is able to take all amounts of money from that, sell it before the money is distributed. So with the with the economy coming up in the county,
adequate controls in place now, so we don't end up having a mess like we had in the past.
And the kind of audit that we just finished, auditors are coming in and looking.
Audit is one thing, but controls within the office, though. So.
Yeah, well, the audit actually, internal controls, in part, what they do is they evaluate what controls.
Got those checks and balances different than what we had in the past. We could end up going the other direction, so I'm happy to hear that.
Jim, when you talk about the audits that showed less items for correction than in past years, are you talking of specifically Amador County's department, or was that a statewide audit?
So that was specifically Amador.
That was specifically ours. Good.
Yeah, I think part of the problem before was it's such a small department that stuff was, without those controls in there, it was easily hidden. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I don't know all the details about what happened.
And I a little bit about it.
There's one line item called retirement savings that was zero for years, spiked to 11,000, and now it's back down to zero. What is that, Karen? Oh, okay. There you go. That makes sense.
Any more questions? All right, with that, we're going to move down to 5201, assistance grants. That's pretty self-explanatory, I think. Numbers are not decreasing there, are they? Any questions?
So the increased cost for foster care is because there are more children in need of foster homes.
Yeah, and that's an area we're paying really close attention to, kind of from a clinical level. Talked about that. There's been
bring up the microphone. Begin to it. There.
Yeah. What's happening, it seems to be happening all over the state, and no one is really sure quite why. We all kind of ponder this. It doesn't seem to be related to meth, although meth has been related. But there are more and more kids who are being abused in foster care. There's a big push right now to get kids out of homes, and foster care, but they're doing it really slow. So we're not really sure, but it's one of those things where at the clinical level, Ann and Jennifer and I talk about, are all the decisions being made? Decisions about placing a child into foster care is actually guided by sort of a branch chain system. If this, then do this. So So there's an awful lot of standardization. And we don't see that any of us are doing anything different. Numbers are just...
So do you know roughly...
Disturbing.
Yes. Do you know roughly how many foster kids we're talking about?
I can't remember where we are moment. I actually have a graph. I do program metrics each month. And I think since I've been here, we've gone from 30 to around 100.
And I noticed the extended foster care. I remember when that was implemented. And in fact, I have a nephew that's 21 now. And is in that system. But anyway, yes, that costs money too, doesn't it?
Do these line items keep going up, Jim, largely because the funding keeps going up available for them, or is the funding sent in on a reimbursement basis?
For the 5201 budget, it's largely driven by caseload, and that's why you see the huge increases in foster care. It's because the caseload has spiked. 5106.
So the funding is responding to last year's spike in caseload?
Correct.
Yeah. Caseload first, and then funding comes.
Okay. So you apply for increases in funding then? Or are you just reporting to the state? I mean...
With the 5201 budget, we largely don't have any control over it. It just depends on what they call it the ACE code is. So it is just kind of, it is what it is. But yeah, it's driven by caseload.
So it isn't really an application.
But it's caseload as measured in Amador County, not just a statewide aggregate, and they've increased funding.
Yeah, it's directly related to the numbers.
In county.
So, by the way, who's the gentleman with you, for the record?
Ted, I'm sorry.
I'm Ted Zimmerman. I'm the fiscal officer for social services.
With the new prison coming online in about a year, do you expect the needs to go up and therefore the caseloads? Is there a correlation between the numbers and Mule Creek State Prison?
We don't really do a lot directly with Mule Creek. Could happen.
I'm not talking directly. I'm talking the families that move into the county.
If families are moving in, yes, or out of the prison and tend to locate.
It'll be interesting to track that when the prison comes online, the infill facility, and really analyze that to see the direct correlation.
Yeah, I actually, since I started here, I've been tracking program metrics, I call it. I have numbers for... tracking that way, we can go back. Tend to use trend lines too. Look at any data.
Now, I know from working in the system that the families, at least when I worked at Pine Grove, the families were very good about telling the wards how to apply for things like Social Security benefits. So they know how to work the system.
Just a curious question. You have a couple of things. CalWORKs, 3F, CW, Felon, and K1, CW, Felon. What are those programs? Very, very bottom, 54027.
I couldn't give you the specifics. I believe it's getting felons eligible for the CalWORKs program, and it was a program within the past.
Yeah, the state changed the rules. Talk about the fleeing felons. Felons were exempted. Well, if we exempt the felons, then they're more likely to get them a job. They're more likely to not prison costs. That was the idea behind it. I don't really know exactly what. I mean, CalWORKs, of course, is the program to try and get people working.
how it works. Yeah, that's kind of an oxymoron.
Now they're all driving buses and stuff for BART and regional transit.
I heard that.
Hey, Jim, you talked about trend lines and just visually a trend that seems, you see this trend line of ever increasing expenditures on these social programs here locally. And is there any indication that that trend line of increased expenditures of those types can influence the demographics that we tend to see in the county? I mean, I'm looking at it from a perspective of somebody who's been here for a long, long time. Our last census showed that our population wasn't really growing all that much. We've got one of the oldest age demographic populations in the state, and I see, you know, those older folks dying, and yet we've maintained this population level that just visually seems to represent a shift in the demographics of the type of folks that are locating in Amador County. And I just wonder how much of that shift in demographics is trended or influenced by an ever-increasing spending of social programs.
You know, I'm not sure that I could try.
But an increase in casework, though.
But I'm not really sure how it affects.
You encourage him to get a reverse mortgage?
Okay. Any more questions?
Where the government pays you to live in your house.
Moving on
the advertisement.
Moving on the 5,300.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, it is.
No questions.
If some folks die and don't have any money, we.
That's a proper thing to do. Let's move on down to 4112. Should say back to 4112.
Okay, we're to behavior health. Okay. So we'll switch people. Michelle Turner, who does finances for behavior health.
Michelle. Budget is fairly similar to last year's budget request. Things have shifted around as far as the line items, specific line items, but the dollar amount is relatively close.
The big driver that's changed in this. Started having to do contracts to fill it in. Pretty frantic juggling act trying to keep coverage, but the cost has definitely gone up. Luckily, we've find some wonderful person who said, hey, well, we want to come work there, psychiatrist.
Is that shortage still ongoing? Like, I know it was.
Yes.
Yeah, it sure is. And again, you know, when I attend statewide meetings, they talk about the shortage of psychiatrists. The way people are getting them at the state level is they're just offering. Prisons are doing that too.
Yeah, that's where the big.
So that's the $668,000 increase.
Right. The professional services line items had to increase dramatically to cover those costs.
And you have three part-time?
Yeah, even more than that, actually.
Okay.
It gets really complicated. But what we're doing is we have... So when the full-time psychiatrist was here, we had brought up more or less one and a half days. Psychiatrists who basically they're face-to-face people, so they're physically present meeting with individuals. Also doing telepsych. Also have a physician assistant who's able to write. Who also can write prescriptions. NPs are a little cheaper, so...
You may know already, Jim, that the hospital has actually got a pilot program that they're about to initiate on video psyching in the emergency room, which is...
Yeah, we've been talking about it with them for quite a while. I've actually been talking with Ann Platt over there about glad that it's gonna work out.
No question on your detail. Has Amador County College Foundation scholarship funding? This would be $52,300, like the detail of $52,300. What is that?
We through MHSA, we decided to sponsor some folks through the college who were pursuing. Someone comes in who have money, they really want to actually pay the cost.
Is there any type of thing they'll work for? Social services for 6 months or a year?
No, this doesn't have an eligibility requirement like that. It's just related. The idea is that someone who any of the positions in behavior. Some don't, and so we could very possibly have someone who would go through that.
Well, and I don't
really
think this
thought is supportive of the county as a whole, though.
And I don't think the scholarship is strictly related to pursuit of a certificate. They can be pursuing their bachelor's degree or an AA or on up to their master's. And just the first step is the minimum step that they're funding is a human health services certificate.
Doesn't have to be terminal, yeah.
The Community College Foundation actually administers that grant funding and provides that tuition assistance through the Community College Foundation.
Oh, yeah. We've had really good feedback on it,
too. Yeah, I want to say at one point in time, close to 50% of the total number of students enrolled were through that program.
Any more questions? Seeing none, move down to 4113, drug and alcohol.
So our drug and alcohol program's gone through quite a few changes. A year ago we had hired somebody else to supervise that program, was here for a few months. Being stable right at this point.
Budget's pretty similar, and there haven't been any great shifts in terms of line items.
But seriously, give you 10 minutes notice, huh?
Well, yeah, he came to work on Monday morning and left a note saying, by the way, I already quit.
Was he upset?
Well,
whatever.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Yeah,
I'll tell you offline if you wanted to hear that.
No, that's right.
It's water under the bridge as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Don't have to pay unemployment on that, do you?
I don't...
You have to pay unemployment.
Hope not.
Oh, I would be very surprised.
We haven't seen a claim from him.
Okay, moving on down. Any questions?
That just brought up a point. On departments like this that are entirely 100% funded through realignment funding, do we still self-insure for unemployment benefits through those departments?
We do, yes. And they pay into the insurance fund for that, those costs.
I would make a subtle point of clarification. It's not 100% realignment, but it's not.
Right. Yeah, that was my point.
I'm moving on to item 4000, public health.
Talk to you about that.
I'm an admin tech taking over some of Penny Stone's work. All of her work, actually.
Okay. Questions?
I just like to throw out kind of a over the top. It's been. We have running true again. It wasn't.
Thank you. On down. Any questions? 4001.
County Medical Services.
What is the MSP?
County Medical Services Provider.
Oh, thank you.
CMSP was a program that used to do a whole lot of funding of. I don't even remember exactly where the number is. What's happened is with the way county, you guys just
I sit on the CMSP board, and it's a little different now. Before, we used to deal with hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, and now we deal with just like $100 million. So there are still counties that utilize it. I think we still deal with 36 counties, but not quite the volume like that we used to.
This was a pass-through budget. They would give us money, and we just handed it off, and now the state's just giving it directly, so we don't even play middleman anymore. Once the A87 drops off, then this budget will go to zero and we'll go away.
Some of that money come from, like, the hospital, right? The special, what do they call that? Can't think of it.
Indigent care? Or?
Yeah. God, too many years. Right. There's a, I can't, I want to say Maddie, but I know it's not Maddie. It's something like that. I can't remember. Disregard.
Too many.
One thing about budgeting and social services.
Yeah.
Well, Supervisor Boytana, if you're trying to remember way back, I mean, you're talking dinosaurs, you know.
Yeah, it could be. There was a fund that the hospital had, and then when we sold the center, it shifted to us. Remember
yeah.
What it was.
Karen says we still have that fund.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any questions?
What I get for being around.
Drawn on for anything now, or what would be a foreseeable draw on it?
But it's strings attached to using that.
Yeah, is it earmarked as to what it can be used?
Like an insurance fund down the road.
No.
Let's find some of those kind of uses.
Well, with that, no more questions?
Nope.
Debbie, Jim, thank you.
Thank you.
Moving down the 4030, environmental health. Mike?
Good morning. Mike Israel, Environmental Health Department. I believe the budget that you have for me in your packet is not what I had proposed. There were a few minor changes. Bottom line, there's no real change, no impact to the general fund. Everything not covered by fees and grants would come out of the health realignment funding. And I'm assured by Karen that the, as proposed, it was reviewed by the CAO, would make it into the budget packet to be formally adopted.
And you're saying it's not?
Beg your pardon?
You're saying it's not?
There are some minor changes, yeah, that we didn't get in here, but yeah,
overall
total less than $1,000.
Okay,
yeah.
Good enough.
Thanks, Mike.
Yep. Thank you, Mike. Any questions? Move down to 4031 environmental health grants. Any questions? Go down to 3,000. Oh, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Public Works. Public Works is listening. We're waiting for you. Did you get him, Jennifer?
She just called him. So the we're showing the one-time funding in here that we had swapped out, right? That what we had proposed originally was $400,000 to come from the general fund into here. The when we were looking at what the actual public works uses for that money was, it became obvious that it was to be used for projects. So what I've done here is to swap out that general fund recurring money with the one-time money that we've got in excess because of the triple flip repayment. So there's actually $200,000 in here that I'm showing going towards projects that would have been used for with general fund money. So the general fund contribution to public works is $200,000 this year versus the $400,000 we had talked about before. That is a significant change from what we had talked about before. But I believe it was appropriate because it was going towards a one-time use. So, yes, out of this year's fund, yeah. So then that would reduce the need for next year's contribution.
I'm sorry to be a pill. Can you show exactly where that is? That
it actually it would. It's shown in this year. We're planning on it doing, happening in this year's budget,
okay.
In the 14-15 budget. So the need for in Public Works is 15-16 budget is not. It's not there. They don't need as much general fund money. The what I'm going to my plan is that once we get through here and I talk to you about this in 2 weeks, I will bring the proposed changes to that one-time money, and the board can direct me what you want me to do with that because there is a significant amount beyond just this as far as what we want to do with it and how it's shown in the budget. Right now, the leftover the money left over there is showing in the carryover, which is high right now, as well as we're showing a portion of it going to reserves, which is not ultimately what we're proposing to do with it, but it's just a place to kind of park it so that it's shown and not hidden in the weeds. And until the board gives me direction as far as what you want me to do.
Thank you.
A question for Aaron. Under 52,800 special departmental expenses, isn't that like where materials for road repair?
Yeah. There's a expenditure detail sheet. Do you guys have that in your package?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Looks like there's a pretty good increase in for supplies.
Say that again, please.
It seemed like there's a pretty good increase for supplies in for the roads and stuff.
That's correct. Is this year compared to last?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Aaron, because of the loss in funding, it looks like it's not going to get much better in the next couple of years. Are some of those programs that, what is the designation where they're called, where they haven't been completed, federal programs?
Those are our special projects.
Going to keep getting dinged on those, or are they going to fall off the map?
Red flags, is that what you're talking about?
The intersection of New York Ranch Road. It appears like we're getting dinged on some of those because they're keep being listed as program but not completed.
Okay. I think you are speaking to the red flag projects.
Right.
And currently that's only New York Ranch Road at Ridge Road Intersection Project.
So despite what some people said, that's the only one on the list right now?
There's two project numbers for that one project. So we got red flags, but they're associated with the same project. So once that project gets cleared, which should be June and July of this year is what we're estimating, we're finishing up some facility work right now, then we can submit for our authorization to go to construction, and then we can put that project out to bid. Went through the similar process over the last couple months with the turnouts project, when we certified the utilities in the right of way, and then we out to bid. I think we're collecting bids this Thursday on that.
That was the other one that was red flagged, and it's off red flags now.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. And some of the other projects, they're down there under the special funded projects at the bottom. A lot of those projects have 100% funding there for bridge replacements. That's where all the special projects are. Hard to add some description in there so you could see where the funding was coming. Looked like on the Ridge Road, New York Ranch Road, one of them says 15% gas tax funded. Go down a little bit further, 10% gas tax funded, just so we know how much money is coming from outside sources versus how much.
You know, under that 52,800, you're reducing the amount of rock you're buying by about $10,000. Is part of that because you're figuring you'll get rock cheaper maybe? From that one quarry that's they're selling some rock. Is that part of it, or
no? That's
or can
not.
You get any
just
rock there?
Different amount of what we can get done.
I just wonder if you can get some rock from that quarry over by off the bypass, because you're talking probably a half hour each way trucking time if you're in that location.
Is it still certified, or
I don't believe it's
proper grade
spec. Yeah, it's like engineer fill type spec, but not base rock spec.
Well, I'm just looking at a lot of our roads have shoulder backing needs, and so I was wondering if we could get some of that rock. I mean, if you're talking probably an hour in trucking time plus cheaper rock.
So we would expect of ourselves what we'd expect of people that are trying to get encroachment permits.
Even for shoulder backing?
Yeah.
Because really, for shoulder backing, you get something that has a little more dirt in it, it's going to pack better. I mean, personally, I like it better on that, but I guess if you can't do it, you can't do it.
Even get that stuff, isn't it still locked up with a bank?
No, it's being sold. Oh. Yeah, and to Brian's point, it's being sold directly to contractors' jobs cheaper than they can utilize their own trucking and go buy base rock and bring it back to their job site. The guy that's selling Armstrong has got it tied up and can deliver it for less cost per ton than they can buy it.
I'd like to maybe look at that or talk about it at some point in time. I'll talk to you.
Will do.
Way that it can meet spec, or
it's a matter of accept a lesser product.
You see the problem you have with your shoulder backing is that if you get, I guess, a class 2AB, I think it kicks out easier if you have a little bit dirtier material. Anyway.
On the shoulder backing, a lot of times we'll send 10-wheeler down there and we unload it with the same machine. So if they were delivering it, transfer. It would be better if we sent our own
equipment. Yeah, the thing goes in the back where you have a motor on it, yeah.
Aaron, is the I'm just looking for, I think something worth calling attention to is this board's effort to bring back the Pine Grove project under county oversight and so forth, and that brought in, at the time, the leftover revenues were like $774,000, but I see $702,000 showing under 45642 revenue line item, State Route 88 corridor project. Is that 774 that was just...
Some of that will be coming in this year. Or... July 1.
Oh. Okay.
This fiscal year.
Okay. So this 702,350 line item, is that STIP or RIP funds that were programmed for PS&E that will be coming through our department?
Those are the funds that were programmed for PA&E&D.
Okay.
RIP funds. Excuse me.
Could you explain the acronyms, please? PA and...
Project Approval and Environmental Document.
Ah, thank you.
First,
that's logical.
Phase of the project. The Regional Improvement Program funding. The other ones out there that we dropped that I...
STIP.
STIP, yeah.
State Transportation
STIP
Improvement
STIP
Program.
STIP becomes RIP when it comes
right.
to the state, yeah, improvement.
There's a miscellaneous like $326,000 that's gone. Was that the Rabbit Creek Causeway or?
That sounds about right. Which number are you on?
Oh, sorry. 47,890.
Revenue. Yes.
Oh no.
East Bay Mud contribution.
That's a sinking,
yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we received our payment from them. Of note here, we've increased our traffic striping for this next year. And we've also put money aside for doing a major paving, $154,000, I think, of what I just saw, under 52,800. at the bottom is a pavement management set aside. Our pavement management program should be done here in the next couple of months, and then budgeted money to work towards implementation of that project, project to be determined after that.
Mike, it'd be good to get a little more striping done because it's...
That's one of the things that we cut back over the last couple of years. Without a doubt, it needs to be done. I'm not going to speak that. Also, it wasn't there.
Yeah. Is it the highest priority or repairs and rehabilitation?
Well, it's good to get it back on the list because some of the stuff's really going. I noticed between, I don't know if it's Amador City's responsibility or the county's, but between Amador City and the bypass is getting pretty faded out.
The striping, yeah.
Yeah.
Questions?
Well, with one-time money covering the 50% of the portion that we talked about covering out a general fund, crystal ball action for going into the next year when not 15, 16, but 16, 17, when we don't have that one-time funding again?
Well, I'm anticipating we're going to kick that back, that $200,000 contribution back to $400,000 next year. I believe we will probably need to do that in order to keep funds flowing. And I'm anticipating that some of the one-time money that we're going to talk about in 2 weeks will be dedicated towards other projects, either paving projects or whatever striping projects or any other projects we want to bring forward. We can just designate them for miscellaneous public works projects if you want. But one-time monies, and these are one-time monies, should be used for one-time projects. And that's always been my mantra, and where I would encourage you to go.
I guess what I'm asking, are we foreseeing a continuation of the substantial reduction in HUDA tax?
Right, to a point where
going forward
we're going to need about $400,000 a year going forward.
Now, I'm hoping you'll see a legislature address that. Because it's a big issue. Because cars are still using the road and they're not paying any fees, basically, or any, as far as gas tax money.
Aaron, on those bridge projects, they're under 45,570. You show reductions in a lot of those, but it looks like they've just been moved up to federal special funded projects. So are you staging those projects? Like the Carbondale... I focused on Carbondale, but it looks like there's others like that, too, where you show a reduction in the amount that was budgeted down to 114.
That's been cash flowed more tightly to see when that money is actually going to be spent. We're not going to be building that bridge as quickly as anticipated.
They're going to stage it over multiple budget years?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a lot of these changes. A lot of the changes in our budget are attributable to those federal aid special projects and putting a tighter that money was coming in when it's actually going to be spent.
Any more questions? Moving on to Public Works, Prop 1B, 3021.
That's another zero budget that will be disappearing shortly.
Yep, let's move on down.
How did the funding?
Did the funding, yes.
2550 grading. Let's move back to 2550. No questions, it's pretty minor. Move on down to Building Department 2620.
The Building Department budget does include a new position for a building official.
CBO?
Yes.
I wonder, because you got like 100, pretty good change. I thought that must be what it was. Okay. Figuring construction permits might go up a little bit, not a lot. Or I should be seeing about the same from 2014-15.
I'm sorry, Chuck. Where is the number showing the hiring of the
building official? If you look in the salary line,
yes,
at the bottom, new position, it's vacant. Chief building official.
Well, on the cover sheet, it shows in the changes under changes salaries, basically.
But it's only $3,900.
We included that in the base budget.
Oh, okay.
All right. So if you look, the difference between 14-15 and 15-16.
Got it. Thank you.
Yeah, the salary detail is what I was talking about.
It has $123,000.
Oh, okay.
Total cost. Yeah.
Is that also the reason for the it would be employer share? I was looking at retirement employer share.
We reduced some extra help, I believe, and when we created that position, anticipating that it wouldn't be needed, so that's why the total increase was less than the cost for that position.
Are we seeing workers' comp rates go up to the degree that seem to be indicating here? Is that just the addition of one individual having that effect?
I don't know the answer to that question.
7%?
Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to 2740. That's code enforcement. I was happy to see some of those bright little lime green tags over near Drytown on some vehicles.
Oh.
that's been a interesting place there, to say the least.
I think the property went to auction the other day, too.
I saw it in the paper. Yeah. Talk about a one-place crime spree, it seemed like it.
You can tell Garth that Bill Fitzgerald has a brand new old truck.
Any questions? And then move on. Planning, 2780. Questions? And then
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So what's the $94,000 increase for specialized services?
Susan Grijalva, Planning Director. That's to complete or to fund the update for the general plan.
Oh, okay.
Any more questions? Okay. Well, thank you.
I have
one more.
Sorry. 2770. I think we'll be seeing you next Tuesday on that one.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Tuesday we'll be seeing you on that one.
Tomorrow.
Any questions?
Are there any updates that need to be done to the airport land use plan in general, and the commission need to be sort of kicked into gear to get that done? Or
that's what this funding is for in the under professional services, is to finish the update for the airport land use plan.
So there's been some changes, hasn't there, in some of the safety?
The state handbook has been updated, and so there have been changes in the handbook, and those are just guidelines. They aren't requirements. So those are things that can be considered or taken under consideration. Actual airport land use plan when we update. They're required result of the general plan update. There's a requirement to update the airport land use plan and to do a review of the airport. I shouldn't say that, but the general plan is consistent with the airport land use plan. That's why we're doing them together. My goal, my hope, is to get the airport land use plan prior to the update on the general plan, and then the finding, hopefully,
Thank you. On down. Thank you. To 7850 Waste Management. Jim.
And what's the primary source for the big spike in charges for services? About a $45,000 spike under your revenue estimates.
Oh, increase in revenue?
Yeah.
That's the reimbursement from the Air District for the APCO.
Okay, for your split.
Split position.
And miscellaneous, same question on miscellaneous line item. Showing about a...
On the revenue side?
Yeah, about a $25,000 projected increase. Always like to make sure we're not being too rosy in our revenue projections.
Second.
At the reimbursement from ACES for the R3 rate study?
Audit year consultant group.
Reimbursed by...
Oh.
Part is the consultant reimbursement for the rate study that we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, I see it in the notes now. Yeah.
Jim, I assume that the toters that you're putting out in some locations up country, the, you know, pine needle toters, that you already have those, so there's not an increase for projected increased cost?
Actually, those pine needle bins come out of the Air District budget.
Oh, okay.
So
that
they
makes
don't,
sense.
Yeah, they
that
don't
makes sense.
Impact the waste management budget.
Gotcha.
More questions? Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
And move down to 2610, Ag Commissioner.
Had to pick up the copy machine cost, huh, since they left.
Yes,
left you in
once
the
Air District left us, we got stuck with the whole copy machine. To bump that up a little bit.
You know, what is $46,890 in the revenue ag sales?
Weights and measures device registration fees that are annual from all the businesses that have scales and gas stations, and pest control registration fees, annual fees. It used to be the line item was called ag sales. We used to sell bait 20-some years ago, and that line has never been changed. It's really a registration fee.
Could we maybe change that line? Would it be possible?
I would love it if you would.
Just to clarify, yeah.
Because we are no longer selling anything. It's not any kind of ag sales. It's registration fees.
You know, curious question. Is there any way, I've never used them, but I often wonder about those mosquito fish?
We used to have mosquito fish. We used to give them away for free. The program went away about 6 to 8 years ago.
They work?
They work very well. And if the ponds don't freeze, they'll overwinter and they'll multiply like rabbits. So you'll continue to have mosquito fish in ponds throughout the county that were where they were placed if they didn't dry up, if the ponds didn't go dry, or if it didn't get a hard freeze and freeze over. Mm-hmm. So most of our water features should have mosquito fish in them.
A lot of people are, you know, putting goldfish in their watering troughs. Do they equivalent or?
They do work also. It's just that the mosquito fish are really good at what they do, and they do multiply quite rapidly, whereas the goldfish are not as efficient.
Do they cohabitate with bass and other species as well?
Bass will eat the mosquito fish, so you need to have some kind of rock and weeds and things where the little fish can go and hide from the bass. But the bass, of course, will take advantage of little fry and eat them up.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind goldfish either, nice and shiny.
Well, if I got any bass in my watering trough, I guess I'd know about it.
Well, I mean, I got a pretty good-sized pond full of bass, but all we'd be doing is feeding them.
That $5,000 for the weed spraying, is that going to be reconciled in the final budget with Public Works?
It should be. That's the figure that Public Works gave us as an expenditure from their line item.
You know, I wouldn't mind considering doing the mosquito fish program again. I mean, I don't know what it costs and how much is utilized, but especially with West Nile virus, I mean, it probably wouldn't hurt to have something out there eating a few more mosquitoes. Something to consider?
Unfortunately, the tanks that we had purchased through the grant program and all of the water lines that were used to automatically fill the tanks, those have all been disposed of. The area that was all fenced off that near the General Services Building has been given over to the Master Gardeners for their demonstration garden. And in addition, our source for getting the mosquito fish, we used to go down to the Yolo Sac Vector Control. They would give us big tanks full. They no longer would give that to us for free. The Copperopolis Mosquito Company no longer gave it to us even for a cost, so there was no source anymore for mosquito fish within a range that we could get them.
Okay. That solves that problem.
Goldfish, I tell you.
Win them at the fair.
Any other questions? Well, thank you.
Thank you.
In that, move on to 1700 facilities.
Morning, John Hopkins, General Services.
Questions? Seeing no questions. Move on to...
I got to take care of the pigeons.
I was just going to ask that.
Well, Mark, you guys, we have...
Some of the noise has helped, according to Jeff.
We need to have Jackson lift their firearm ordinance, I think, but to really remedy it quickly. But we're abating them humanely, over 80 birds. We purchased some
traps,
devices to deter them. They're not being deterred very well.
Have you thought about, you know, they've got a problem with feral cats, right? Too many cats. Put a sandbox up there and some food and see what happens. It might work.
Might work. We're doing everything we can.
Can't beat up, join them. Maybe we ought to find some way to raise them and make money off them.
Hey, when I was a kid, Sammy took care of them.
Maybe Mike Tyson needs something to do. We can get him up here. He likes pigeons.
Hey, I want you guys to know that I got a complaint for the county using water during a drought to hose off those birds.
Yeah, we addressed that, and actually I made contact with the feds just to make sure that the procedures that we used are what they recommend. That's exactly what they recommend to rid the birds from the buildings. The swallows is what you're talking about.
Right.
So we did good in that regard.
Yeah.
And, you know, and actually we're being green doing that. If you think about it, because that water is going to go down and probably wash into probably Jackson's wastewater treatment facility, then it'll probably go down to Lake Amador and be used to farming.
Yeah.
So what the heck? Anyway, with that, any questions? Move down to 2180, public defender. Yeah, we did. Wait.
You didn't get 18.
No, I did not. Uh-oh. My apologies. 1810. Thank you, Supervisor Boitano. I skipped that one. I missed it.
Facilities.
No, I thought we did do that.
1810 is county improvement. Obviously, one position.
Not a whole lot of changes there, doesn't, I don't believe.
The only major change is the $500,000 from the CFF to in there in case we're awarded to, for the jail project.
We might. Yeah.
I couldn't hear you.
There is, there's 1810, and then there's a budget 1815, which I didn't put on the schedule, so we need to hit that one next. But that is, we've created a budget just for the jail, and all that consists of is $500,000 coming out of the CFF fee account, county facilities fee account, to cover the costs associated with the jail at this stage.
That's only used if we continue forward.
Yeah, right. Well,
maybe some portion might be used in the meantime, but
we've got costs associated with the application for the grant and whatnot that we're paying for right now. But $500,000 is well more, significantly more than we'll need.
Yeah, unless it goes forward. Yeah,
as it goes forward, right.
Are those reimbursable fees or not? Any
not at this stage, no.
None of it. All the soft costs are not reimbursable.
Okay, any questions?
No, sir.
So now let's move down to 2180. I want to make sure I'm getting the right one.
Does this program, John, continue to be a cost-effective program for the county? I mean, it was very cost effective when we first went to it because it was out of hand way back in the beginning in the 90s, and now it's built way back up to.
You mean in terms of hiring?
Yeah. At one point in time, there was a list of public defenders available locally, and they made a pretty good living off of that. And that budget back then creeped up to over $800,000 a year. And so now this is gotten up there. I just the thought. I'm just wondering if it still remains to be a cost-effective program.
Currently, it is. It was actually used in my negotiations that the public defender had requested a 4.5% increase and then a 4.25% for a 3-year contract. We negotiated 2, 2, and 2, but if it was going to get up to that 4.5 mark, we were going to look at that once again. We're usually about $150,000 to $200,000 apart from their contract from developing our own office. But the other thing that needs to get in line is reimbursements, and we work all the time with the courts and the PD to try to improve that revenue, and we have improved that revenue, but it's a challenge with the courts. But if I had my own PD, that might even go up too, because you got a little bit more control, maybe. But right now, it seems to be cost-effective with what we did.
And then with respect to capital cases, same argument.
Well, the board had directed us last year to go out and try to capture a couple local attorneys or attorneys that were that could perform those cases and negotiate costs with them. We did that, but our county contracts include insurance provisions, and so they basically said thanks, but no thanks. We'll just wait to be appointed by the judge. So we're working with the courts to make sure that if we get another capital case, we're going to keep that hopefully around $100 an hour. Five range.
Didn't we add a capital?
Yes, and we added in our contract, there's 3 tiers of capital cases in which the public defender can add or take on, and it's $35,000, $55,000, and $75,000, depending on the level of the case and how much attention it gets. Done a pretty good job with getting those costs in line.
Appreciate that. The capital case cost keeps me up at night sometimes worrying about that kind of stuff. It can be a rough one to get over.
Well, one of the things we're going to be talking about in terms of spending the one-time money is a reimbursement for that Burgo case that we got, because we did sell his house, and so we didn't get reimbursed for that. So
I was going to bring that up. It doesn't show in here. It shows somewhere else in.
Right. We've got it parked, and we'll be bringing that whole thing forward. We did stick that. No, we stuck the courthouse into the. Okay. You're right. We did spend the Burgo money already. We spent that on the assessor's increase to the too many numbers running around my head. So
really?
Yeah. The so that won't be part of it, but we did get reimbursed for the.
Just say never mind.
Never mind.
Never okay. mind.
It was a good story though.
It is a good story, and it helps me feel better about having to pay for.
John, are you pretty confident you can keep the public defender an alternate to 2% increase?
Yes.
Well, that's contractual, right?
Yes.
So,
have you been able to work anything out with the DA's office regarding the author of psych testing requests?
Christine is.
Yep. That, I mean, have they... I know that's an expensive line item. My wife works for a defense attorney, and that becomes an expensive scenario. But typically, it's typically utilized when somebody's trying to claim some sort of, you know, inability to stand trial on a defense side of things. How is it utilized for prosecutorial side of things?
Not sure. Well, right now, all of those costs land with the public defender. So when you're
the DA will request a second evaluation if they're not happy with the evaluation that was requested by the public defender, and that's how those costs keep going up.
So is it safe to say that the DA's costs then are always in response to an initial request for psych testing by the defense?
I wouldn't say always. I mean, there's probably a case where the defendant didn't have a psych test and the DA may have felt that it was necessary, but that money does come out of the public defender's budget.
And it could
not
be
trying to confirm but counter
well.
The defense attorney?
Well, that's the point, I guess. They both have to have them so that they can get their expert witness up there.
But the logic, I understand the logic, and we are going to have that discussion with the courts as well to figure out if that's really appropriate to that way. I would assume that if the DA is requesting that, especially after the PD's already had that evaluated, then those attorneys' budget.
In the end, we're going to pay for it on either side.
In the end, it's not a big deal because this is general fund and their general fund, right? So.
My point.
Just an accounting issue for me right now.
Any more questions? Okay. Well, thank you. Moving down to 2790, animal control.
Kelly wanted to give you all cats as presents today.
Want to talk about cats and pigeons?
Well, I've got a gopher, a mole in my yard. I might take a cat.
Well, you should do. You should have a nice little kitten up here. So when you're making your pleading your cause, you can show a little kitten.
I got one.
Hey, my cat was out helping me build a fence this weekend. Didn't do much other than give orders.
Yeah. Find the rattlesnakes before you did.
Shows a little increase in your veterinary services.
Vets have kind of decreased what they're charging. But, so they've decreased the spays and neuter cost, but our vet services seem to be increasing.
Well, I know from when going back about 30 years ago, I used to go see Ralph Milanovich, and his prices are probably, I'd say, exceptionally reasonable. And one day I went in and I told Ralph, I was kind of in shell shock. I'd been to see a veterinarian and he's retired then. I said, yeah, Ralph, you never charge me more than $20 to take a sticker out of a dog's ear. And he about had a heart attack. What do you mean? I never charged nobody $20 in my life. And I said, well, maybe it was $10, but Ralph's prices were rather reasonable.
Yeah, if you've taken anything into the vet, cost for taking your animal to the vet is not cheap.
Oh, heck, I'd rather take him to set an animal. It'd probably be cheaper than a veterinarian.
He was an anomaly.
Yeah, he was. Any questions?
I see there's some new money for staff training. That's
yeah, I moved some of that around. So basically, it met the target for where we were at. I just moved some of that into training because our staff hasn't had training in probably 5+ years. So.
Gosh, well, good. I'm glad to see it.
What do you feel they need to be trained up in, Kelly?
There's a lot of new up-and-coming things in protocols for disease control within the shelter, the way that animals are housed, the length of time, bring them in, how you kind of move them around. So if we can get staff down into some of those training classes, it'll decrease sick animals, basically, that we have and decrease some of those vet costs, as well as officer training stuff. They need to get to some safety training, some training on how to deal with violence. They haven't had any of that type of stuff for de-escalation training quite some time, and I think that would be good.
Any more questions?
I think it might be cheaper in the future just to purchase the commercial washer dryer.
We have commercial washer dryers.
At $3,250 is purchase or repair?
That's a repair. Our washer and dryers are, you know, well, we moved into that building in 2006. So they're getting up there a little bit. They're all commercial units. And the units themselves, I believe, were about $10,000 when we purchased those back then. So we're going to be looking probably in the next couple of years at having to replace them.
It's worth putting $3,200 into them now. What's the replacement cost?
Kind of depends on
facilities looked at that and the determination was to get or where, and the time that we could get out of it was to make a repair at this time instead of doing a capital cost of replacing them. There's two of them in that.
Or two sets or just two?
Sets.
Okay.
Two sets, two water heaters, three
water heaters.
Two water heaters. 120-gallon water heaters, 85-gallon water heaters.
Do we still have that fund at the Community Foundation that could help pay for some of that?
We do. Part of what we're looking at now, though, is the board had approved here a while back for us to start looking at the building of a barn, and that money has been earmarked kind of to go towards that.
That'll eat up all of that money?
Okay. Yeah, we could take a look at that, though.
Any more questions? And then we'll move on. Well, thank you. And we'll move on to 6200 library.
Afternoon here.
Getting hungry.
Budget for parking in Pine Grove.
We're almost on time too. What do you know? Have any questions? Seeing none? Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
Item number 7100, Parks and Recreation.
This budget does include the discretionary funds. The supervisors are saying $4,000.
Anybody that owes me any outstanding loans, I need them to pay up this year.
Well, anybody that raided my fund years ago, I wouldn't say illegally, but immorally, should probably pay up.
Not referring to me because I didn't do that to you.
That was a vote, and you're in on it.
And if you're looking at those funds and you see how the number varies, the actuals seem to roll up or down, it's because the number, those accounts roll forward. And the unused amounts will roll to the next year.
I'm fine with it. Let's
and
roll.
I guess I should say also our ACRA contribution is in here, and it's still staying the same at 80% of our $4 per capita.
Per capita.
Yeah. The $4 is what we're contributing versus the $5 that we should be contributing at full.
But we make a lot of that with administrative help for them.
So. Oh yeah, and then none of that gets counted. Their rent locations, what GSA does for them on behalf of maintaining their fields, none of that do we get credit for against our $5 per person obligation.
Moving on. Thank you.
Museum.
For now, museum, 7,200.
The ACRA fee shown, under professional and specialized services, is that where?
Yes, it is.
So it's about $88,000.
Right.
A question I have on the museum, it doesn't show revenue from those items that were sold recently at auction.
That's another thing we're going to be talking about. We got, what, $37,000?
Well, we've got to bring it back to the board. Christine's working on an itemized list for us, and we'll bring that back to the board and discuss where those.
Another one of those parked items.
Well, we haven't parked that one yet because
it's still ongoing. I know.
Yeah, it hasn't been deposited yet.
Well, I think an older gentleman parked in the museum as it is when we ran across the fence getting there.
Was that a joke?
Aren't those guns
supposed to be?
Oh.
Aren't those going to fall into
I'm
this
sorry,
year?
I didn't get it.
Yeah. Well, are you going to carry that all over into next this?
Whatever you want to do. We could do either one.
Wasn't the allocation essentially established at the board?
There is an allocation.
To sell?
That money is specifically to be used for the museum.
But there was some cost recovery before that.
Right.
Yeah. Had some reimbursements for legal costs and those things. And so what we're doing is we're putting together
that
the
matrix
actual accounting of that now to bring it back to the board.
Because I don't want to get crosswise with that estate. So.
Right. Right.
But it was still the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Got the most forward for the taxpayers. So.
It's, you know, and I agree. It's just sad that this ended up the way it ended up. I think she would have liked to have done more with what she'd left the county.
Any questions? Okay, moving on. 7,800, motor pool.
They get that new lift or new used lift installed? Or?
Pardon me?
That new used lift, is that installed now? Or?
No, it's sitting on the floor, actually, right now. But it
there's some pretty hefty reductions from the base budget. Could you talk about those a little bit, please? Like charges for services?
Charges for services is showing a reduction primarily because we're no longer supplying fuel to outside agencies, and that generated quite a bit of revenue. That'll be the same for if you go down and look at line item number 52900, which also used to include outside agencies' fuel consumption.
Okay.
But we never did fully recoup our costs for those that service.
Okay.
So we didn't make a profit on it or anything like that. So if you want to consider it a loss leader, we we're better off.
Break even, so.
Well, yeah.
I'll buy some gas and we'll sell you an adopted pet or something.
Are those charges for services, like for American Legion Ambulance, is that strictly a cost and no profit built in there?
And your equipment maintenance has gone down somewhat?
Yes. Based on the current year trend, we're forecasting that it go down considerably.
How many people does it take to do a brake fluid exchange?
Well, if we get the new equipment that we're asking for, it'll only take one. But if we continue to do things as have one person behind the wheel and, brakes and then brakes, so.
It only takes one to change a light bulb, right?
As far as I know.
My facilities is gone.
It's going to bring up an ethnic joke there, but I better not.
Nope. The record show that.
Any questions?
So what about in-county travel going down 74,000?
That is the line that I was referring to. That is the reduction due to the outside agency.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Completely.
You did say that. Thank you.
No problem.
Any more questions? Seeing none, well, thank you. And now we're moving down to 7820, support services. You got a big decrease in office expenses out of the departments. What?
That also is due to the departments effective October of last year. Departments started making their own purchases direct for anything up to $500.
Okay, so there was a memo on that somewhere. Okay, yeah, I remember seeing that.
Other accrual revenues line item, Mary, and I believe it's under operating income, got showing about $98,000 decrease.
That would also be attributed to the departments purchasing directly and us not purchasing for them and back charging them. I'm incorrect on that. That is due to our position. We lost the full-time position, so we no longer have a position.
This is a revenue line item, isn't it?
Though? Right, but we would be billing for their service, for their accounting, and we're no longer billing for that. We have absorbed that through our own staff. So.
It always shows as an in and an out.
That was about a cost of about $92,000. So
it's showing a $98,000 reduction in revenue.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not showing a corresponding reduction in salary costs.
Well, the salary costs have gone down as well.
Anywhere near?
Yeah. So the salaries were...
Or would that have been under services?
Can you see that from the previous...
Mm-hmm.
Right, and also due to... The departments purchasing their own supplies direct without our involvement and us back charging them.
How's that been working out?
It seems to be working fine. I think it would go down even more if we give some consideration to giving the departments Visa cards so that they can make their own Visa purchases, because a lot of purchasing nowadays is an online transaction which requires a Visa card.
For these small dollar amounts, 500 or less, it would be, and we've talked with Stacy about that, and I know she's been overwhelmed since she's been here, but our Cal card, or whatever it will be called in the future, has got training and restrictions to it for the auditor to charge. But it would be good, because right now all those online purchases, and there's a lot of them, still come through General Services. It would be good to get rid of that.
Probably a good idea, as long as you have good
cost control.
Well, as long as you have good cost control, and that's we've talked about that. I don't want Robinson's not here, but the old Robinson factor. I had somebody approach me to buy something, and I got a requisition on it, so it shows where the funding's coming from, what they're wanting to buy, but there's just one quote on it. It was almost $1,000, and I immediately, just because of what I've been doing, I said, well, where's the other two quotes? And the response was, well, we don't need to get quotes anymore. It's less than $500. No, you still need that cost control and that due diligence from people to make sure.
Some people don't have the ability to refrain from doing things. Case in point, the employee for Sacramento who was purchasing Disneyland tickets and everything else.
The other thing to remember is that this is reviewed not only by the approved buyer, but by the department head who approves the itemized report each month that calls out what every purchase is. So there's a second layer of accountability or, you know, oversight.
Any more questions?
I just encourage the oversight. We had experiences like that in my department where... And like she just thought, well, she could use it to buy clothes and dresses and perfume and pay it back later.
Well, we needed them.
Yeah.
Like Mary said, those expenditures, you guys approved through the budget process. The department heads are responsible
right.
for them. They should be responsible for them.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And moving down to 7,900, Airport Enterprise Fund.
Hello.
Fly free on Saturday, huh?
Alstar building out there yet?
Are they
still standing after all the jackhammer work?
Putting siding back on it.
Before they tear it down, huh?
They take off the stucco, and then they side it to move it.
Shear.
It's cut.
Now they have to cut one of the panels where the two buildings separate, because they put one sheet.
Yeah.
I know in your memo it probably is correct, but it's spelled wrong. Where you say other 52,200 stormwater recourses.
Oh yeah, well.
Probably what they should be called.
Okay, I don't get the federal aid airport of $150,000 additional, and well, that and then special projects for an additional $166,000.
Tomorrow on the board's agenda is for you to approve that grant, but it's standard for the airport.
Oh, okay.
$1,000 every year.
Okay.
Find the friendly skies and we get money.
There you go.
Happy finalization, is that?
Got the final flight check last week. We're in the process of closing out the grant.
Been going for a while.
Now there's overtime being requested here. What's that about?
That's the event that I can't come in any time during a month. Funding to pay general services staff.
Okay. Any more questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to... Thank you, by the way. Move on to information technology. That's 1970. Far here. But question for you, Jeff. You're talking about replacing some of the network equipment. For lack of a better term, did some get replaced in that rain event, the flooding?
Very little bit of equipment did get replaced as a result of the flood. None of the actual network switches at HHS or GSA impacted by that flood, and had very little equipment here at the CAC building that was impacted.
Okay.
Do you have any damage to your equipment when the flooding occurred?
We did. We had water that came down in two of the racks. We have 12 cabinets in the data center in there. Three of them had water actually in the cabinets. One of the cabinets had water running through it where it kind of looked like a shower top down. Most of that equipment was damaged.
Oh, were you able to replace it via insurance or...
Or are we taking any other precautionary measures with those cabinets for future? I mean, you never know what's going to happen. Hopefully this will never happen again. However, there are pipes in the ceiling which can burst and have burst in the past.
That is correct. There's quite a bit of water, actually, in the ceiling space. We have the restrooms upstairs. We have the break room upstairs. Fire system runs through that ceiling as well. We have to maintain airflow through those cabinets for cooling. Tops are vented and there are fan systems in the top, so we can't really put say tarps or some kind of a cover directly over the cabinet. I think if we did cover the cabinets as well, we would hinder the fire suppression that's in the room, that is sprinklers. There's alternatives that we could look at for fire suppression. Biggest obstacle there, of course, is money, as well as the environmental impacts. Some of the prior data center fire suppressions that were acceptable in years past are no longer, wouldn't be able to implement it because of the environmental impacts.
Hey, well, just keep that insurance up.
Water and data centers do not go well together. You're right, Lewis.
Jeff, is there an opportunity to utilize some of the expertise in your department to provide some software training on occasion to county staff? I know we had one such training back when we shifted to the Google Gmail system, how that new Google program worked. But I've personally run into situations where either I need training or staff that I rely on to help me through some computer function or software, whether it be a Word program or something like that, doesn't know either. And it just seems like we're falling a little behind on staff training on some of the new features of some of the new softwares that get updated.
Certainly can provide training. If there's an area where there's a large enough staff that have a need, we can certainly do that in a conference room or a training room environment. On a one-on-one or a small group basis, we can do that in a department. Sometimes it's just recognizing what the actual need is, and then us becoming versed on it so that we can pass that on to the departments in the most efficient way possible.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. Thank you.
Any more questions?
Seeing none.
Thank you, Jeff. We'll move on to 5500, Veteran Services Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, board members. Terry Sanders, Veteran Service Officer.
Hey, where's your little doggy?
I'm going to bring Gracie here.
Come on. Man, that's the nicest little dog you've ever seen. I'm just kidding, but it is a nice dog, though.
Yes, he is. Helps me with some of the veterans that aren't doing too well.
Oh, she's got an attitude, just...
calms them down.
Any questions for us, Terry?
Good.
Maybe a statement. I know I've told Chuck that I'm in furthering along the contact with Alpine County. So there will be additional revenue coming into the happen, but it's baby steps. Right now, conversation with the department and a memorandum of understanding and make sure we're all on the same page. like it's moving forward slowly.
That could be good.
That could be an additional $15,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but every little bit helps.
That would no doubt put somewhat of an excess burden on you.
Of course. You know, as the chairman has said to me before, I'm my own worst enemy with some of the stuff that I do that brings in more and more work for me to do.
But that seems a bad thing.
No, I'm very passionate about helping veterans. There's just no doubt about that. And I have veterans come from many counties to see. And I love doing it. My job satisfaction is getting them.
And Alpine doesn't have anybody serving up there right now.
That's
so, you know, it would offer a service where one is needed. So.
It's the only county in the state that doesn't have a VSO.
I expect your expenses might go up somewhat with that.
I've asked Chuck for a budget line for an automobile car. That's all I've asked for.
If we get it, and we'll address that. We're not at the point where we're ready to bring that forward, but
right.
Terry's asking for a Ferrari, and I've said...
hey, we've got the perfect vehicle for him. We've got an MRAP up there. That's what he really needs. You couldn't mistake who he is.
Well, we still have that Astro van that used the corner used to use.
So I think the MRAP up there. this one has a turret and everything.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I don't think it'd be very fuel economic, you know, for it.
You still getting a lot of customers from Calaveras County?
Very much so. And it's extended down into Sacramento, San Joaquin, even Tuolumne County. Just actually had somebody call me from Texas.
Do you get credit for that?
I get credit for every claim that I do. I have no boundaries. Thereby, it doesn't matter what state, what county they're in. If I do their claim, and if that claim is worth $25, the county gets $25. Now, whatever money that veteran gets goes into their, obviously, you know, $900,000 that I show as new revenue for this county when it's spent. That's tax money.
More questions?
No. I can even break it down to districts how much veterans get.
Might take up an offer sometime. Oh, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we're going to skip the Board of Supervisors and move down to UCCE.
I was just going to suggest that.
Well, actually, Richard Forrester had that suggestion. So, Supervisor Forrester, excuse me. 6310.
Good afternoon.
Scott.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are we here?
6310.
We met with Scott and the UCCE representatives, which was one supervisor and the CAO from each county. Just did that last week, and the question was asked as far as you know what the county's commitment was for contributions. And the best I could offer Scott at this point in time was status quo, that we aren't cutting, and I offered him the same commitment we had last year, which is what's shown here in 6310. So beyond that, I don't know if Supervisor Anetta wants to add anything there to our conversation.
Well, I think just they were asking for an increase in contributions from the county because they're having some budget issues at UCE. And I think our position was we'd remain status quo is kind of what we're thinking. But it's something the board's going to have to address.
The other aspect of that committee was to review, I thought, on an annual basis or whatever, the types of programs and so forth that this county wanted to see offered at a local level, seeing as it became this tri-county arrangement.
I think one
my
thing,
knowledge, none of that has ever changed. Or
one thing that did come up was there was some discussion about the naturalist program. And I think actually a lady from Tuolumne, Sherry Brennan, really led the charge on that and just wanted to see some modifications made to that program, I believe, would be a fair statement. You say that's correct?
That's correct.
So where does it go from there?
What is the program? I'm sorry.
It's a new volunteer program that is come to California to basically train members of the community in natural resource management and natural resource issues. It runs the gamut from every topic that you can imagine that covers natural resources, like geology and ecology and wildlife habitat.
Water.
It actually covers, it covers the gamut. So we saw this as it's a national program that is new to California, and this is our second year running the program here in the four counties that I oversee, and right now we've been getting a grant, so it's been a completely funded program by some grants that we've been able to write and secure, and so we've been kind of targeting different volunteer organizations throughout, again, the Central Sierra region that have volunteer bases that currently aren't training their volunteers in natural resources. So last year we did two trainings, one down in Yosemite. It was a week-long course in Yosemite Valley training volunteers that are work for the National Park Service. Then we also offered a training at the New Maloney's Visitor Center and trained a number of staff and volunteers that work in New Maloney's and some neighboring California state parks. And, of course, there was other people that participated that weren't currently volunteering for any agency or organization. But it was at that point, it was just open to anybody in the public that wanted to take the
training. The requirement in there, they have to spend at least one day with Eldon Waite.
Yeah.
With what?
Eldon Waite.
Well, they'd probably learn something, I'll tell you that much.
I would.
Yeah. So one of the comments, as Supervisor Onetto mentioned, was, we have a board of supervisor in Tuolumne County that felt very strongly that we should put a priority or focus as part of the training on working landscapes because it is such a major important factor for our surrounding counties, including this county, that we have. You know, we're surrounded by natural resources, but they don't maintain themselves. And I think working landscapes is a major important player of that, whether it's rangelands or our forests. They do require maintenance and management. So that was one of her concerns, was that we held it at particularly two places that weren't what she considered working landscapes, both Yosemite and the New Maloney's Center. So I did talk with my staff that are overseeing that program, and we are looking at how we can better improve that as we move forward this coming year. But again, it is a grant, totally grant-funded program at this point, and whether or not we're able to secure a grant next year to continue the program, that's to be seen.
What was the... You asked for an increase. What was the increase?
We were looking
amount?
At between
the increase amount and two, what was it based
2
on?
And 3% just to cover. We have some cost of living increases for my staff salaries coming into this fiscal year, and that's I'm looking at my total budget. I mean, the Amador County budget's a little over 120 some odd thousand. My total operating budget is almost $3 million. With just over 24 staff. And so I do have a number of staff that are going to be getting some 2%, some 3% increases this year, and, of course, some benefit increases that are outside of my control. So I'm trying to come up with those shortfalls, but that's where I'm at right now.
You and I were in attendance at I don't remember, it was a webinar, a conference call type thing down at the East Bay MUDS facilities down there, and it was on that working landscapes topic where I had asked a question about the retention of nutritional value of our native grasses around here when they become bleached out, and can that be improved by mowing and windrowing those grasses and seed planting. Nobody had an answer on that. Is that the kind of thing that the UCCE could sponsor a study or a master's thesis or something to be conducted at UC Davis on that topic to help add value to working landscapes and improve productivity of the rangelands?
Certainly. It's just, it's a matter of time and funding and just finding the right person to be able to push a project like that forward. We do have, since I had met with you or we had that conversation, I did
speak with my colleague that was Glenn Nader, who was giving that presentation, I think kind of spurred that question of yours. And he gave me a little bit of information, not the detail that I think you were asking about. And since that time, since just that short time ago, he actually has retired. I think it would be a very interesting study. It's just a matter of finding somebody to take it on and do it.
So is it finding a professor at UC Davis that would make that a class project, or?
Yeah, finding a professor, finding a grad student, finding maybe some funding, because research is not free. So finding some funds that can help fund a project through that, whether it's industry or potentially a grant or possibly even some private labs to help run some of the analysis. But, it's certainly, finding the people that would run that forward, it's finding that person that has that time.
Actually, I think you could probably do it really rather simply. There's a place down there, what's it called, Seifert. They do hay tests, and all you'd have to do is go in there, and it'd probably take a little bit of time. Is you have to windrow some grasses or whatever, test them a few times, have a test plot where you keep some grasses from being eaten, and test them along the way
for the nutritional values.
Yeah, you probably tell. I've had hay tested, and they just want I bring a little baggie, and they take some. I can't. They charge like $20 for a test, something like that. But it doesn't take them too long. They can tell you like the proteins and.
I know, like Medusa Head is taking over this county. It's unbelievable how fast that's spreading.
Now that would be a project to figure out how to get rid of that stuff. Yeah, it is a problem.
Plots out all over.
Do you? Looking at that. Trying to find a way to.
Chemicals, animal control strategies.
Burn technology, something.
It's nasty stuff. Now, it was really interesting what you were saying about the Scotch broom up in Georgetown. There's some, I guess, on its own, a mite moved in and is tearing up one particular species of a Scotch broom, or variety. Thought that was something. Any questions?
No.
I'm getting the heave-ho from everybody here. So with that, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great afternoon.
We'll just go ahead and take county council now.
Afternoon. Standard. On your radio dial.
We'll leave them Board of Supervisors the very last.
One thing we did also with one-time money with regard to the county council budget is increase the outside council costs, outside legal costs, because of the anticipation that costs are going to be going up relative to casino litigation over the next year. So
just casino litigation?
That's what we're anticipating. Greg can.
We have also
Dollar General.
Winridge and Dollar General. Being
on. Learned that an appeal was filed or notice of an appeal not be over.
For Dollar General.
Dollar General.
For Dollar General.
Oh.
Ben Ridge may involve litigation and whether or not indemnity agreement that it may not be a direct cost to the county. But the Indian gaming cases probably will have both cases pretty active in the next fiscal year.
I think at some point we'll get to end that road finally, hopefully.
Yes. I mean, I
depends how they come out.
I don't think that either of my predecessors or myself would ever have guessed that one case would have been going on for so long. At over 10 years now, really just at the beginning stages of a case. They filed an answer, we're doing a record, and we'll do cross motions for summary judgment.
I was told over the weekend that the Iron Band had hired new attorneys, more aggressive attorneys.
So is $106,000 enough? It's a guess, right?
It brought it up to $300,000.
Yeah.
So $106,000 increase. Yeah, it's a guess.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Nope.
Seeing none, thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
And now we'll go move down to 1400, Human Resources.
And, of course, Judy's been here now for two whole weeks. And so.
But who's counting? Lots of questions. No, just kidding you. Looks good to me.
Like to hear. And it just continues the status quo of staffing and expenses.
And in your vast experience here now, you feel that you have adequate resources?
Now, what person is ever going to stand before you and quite say that? It will certainly be the moment. We'll make it work somehow.
Thank you.
Down the road, we'll see.
We should try to figure out some real intricate detail the question asks this young lady who's just moved here in this position recently. So I don't have any questions, actually.
I don't either. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have talk about the
management. 7960.
Yep, 7960. That'll work. You know, I had nothing in my packet on 7960.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't either.
Pardon? Okay.
We're good.
Okay.
Are we good?
We're good.
Why doesn't health insurance show up in all of these? Just kind of gets rolled all in as this group number and benefits countywide, but not in this particular budget, just in its own budget.
Well, it's included in each, in the salary line and benefits,
right,
for each.
No,
he'd like to separate it out.
But I mean, it's a cost.
No, it is a cost, but
county that's sort of a one department type of thing, and
it is, but at the same time, it's more appropriate to have each department, the total cost associated with each department, which would include that. I mean, certainly we could have it all charged back to that department and contain it all in one. We could have a health insurance fund and then charge it to each department in that line if you wanted to see that. So what you'd see what the total is. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, how do you manage something that's spread out over every department and every individual employee on a dissimilar basis? You don't ever manage it. All you do is
just
pay
the bill. I was going to say, we don't really
bill.
Have a lot of say in it, do we?
Well, you can.
Yeah.
Referencing this specific categories.
We
got them all listed here.
Yeah.
Workers' comp, liability, unemployment, all insurance categories, but we don't have health insurance category.
We can do that if you'd like to see it that way. There's certainly nothing wrong with with doing it that way. It's just another accounting
hole. Well, I think it gets back to Lewis's explanation to me from years ago where insurance costs were budgeted as well. And, you know, within the budgeted framework, policies were arrived at.
A long time ago, the board said, here's so much money, you go out and figure out the insurance. And, I mean, that was a long time ago.
Which is sort of the function of the insurance
right.
advisory committee now is to choose a slate of benefits at varying levels.
Chop around, so to speak.
For benefits. Yeah, but we have no shopping around opportunity in this county to speak of. I mean, you got Anthem, Blue Cross, or Blue Shields about your only options. Not a lot of shopping around. All there is...
Well, yeah. You know, you could probably get Sutter, but you can't afford it. So, because we did at one point in time have Sutter. It is a limited market here. That's the problem. And I don't know if you're going to make it any better or worse.
I think the service of DAC EIA could be that within this budgeted amount, what is the best policy or package of benefits that we can provide, and then that becomes the function of the insurance subcommittee to review those and tweak them in whatever way they can that fits within the budgeted amount for it.
Yeah, and then it also gets to be a negotiated item as well as far as the coverage. Yeah, if we can break it out, I'm fine with that, just to look at it, you know.
We can break it out and give you a total number really easily. It's not hard to do.
Oh, no, I know. I was just talking insurances in general.
You want to go down and...
Just keep writing the check.
Go down to workman's comp, 7961. Probably it's one of those things we don't really have a whole lot of weigh in, and I don't believe it is what it is. That's.
But we had a 7% increase this year, is what Karen had mentioned earlier, I think, on workers' comp.
Yeah, roughly.
It'd be kind of interesting to know how many active cases we have ongoing on those type things. I remember years ago we did something like that, and. There was like some dead people still trying to get money.
I don't have those. Actually, there's been some changes.
Okay.
Any questions?
What's workman's comp first aid?
Find those things that just need that one visit.
So is it just a coincidence that line item was decreased by the same amount special services was increased?
Yeah.
Oh.
Increase, and so
oh.
You can change the bottom line.
Gotcha.
What's the difference between primary workers' comp and excess workers' comp? Like two different policies that. That's not in this budget, though.
That's later.
Any more questions?
No.
Moving down to 7962, liability.
Why are we taking $100,000 off Public Works? Just to balance their budget?
No, that's because their liability went down. It's I think it was carried. We always had them high, right? Yeah. That's appropriate. It's an appropriate number now that we're using.
That's
yeah.
The correct number now.
The correct number, yes. Yep. Yeah, Joe kind of allocated things sometimes a little on his own gut feeling there, so...
Any questions? And then we've done the
during the Fiddletown Preservation Society.
The what?
The Fiddletown Preservation Society shows up in a special liability insurance program. Because they're doing volunteer work in a county-owned building, is that the
correct?
Name?
Well, there's just other organizations that are doing the same thing, and they're not listed here.
That almost sounds like something should be coming out of discretionary money.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I appreciate
your
volunteering. Thank you.
Volunteers all over the county.
Yeah, this is county facilities, buildings.
It was a museum.
True.
What's the difference between primary general liability and general liability? Ah, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Any more questions? Down to 7964.
I don't have that.
63, excuse me. Yep, I'm skipping one here. Unemployment. Any questions?
This is an insurance fund, though. I mean, we always say we're self-insured on unemployment, but are we actually purchasing an insurance policy to cover those? No. So this really isn't a fund, then, basically.
Well, we just pay as you go. We don't prepay a fund, so there's no balance there. We're just anticipating claims costs. But we don't have any layoffs planned. So, but there's always some strange thing that happens, and
that's why I got some money to cover incidental. It's not like we're laying off people. Like there a couple years, there were some people took those old retirement incentives and such.
Yeah.
Moving on, 7964.
Property.
Property.
Tab for that. Do you have a tab?
Watercraft premium.
Got there? That's probably for the sheriff's office. Watercraft.
Watercraft.
Sheriff's expense.
Oh.
We'll backcharge them.
Good job.
Especially since they had a little accident with their watercraft last.
Yeah, that's right.
And they had to hit about as expensive boat as you could find in the lake, I think. I was like, I don't know. Any questions?
Nope.
Well, thank you.
Okay. Done.
Now we'll move down to 1710 records.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Sorry, I was late. I had customers.
All right. They're first.
Should get in the bum's rush.
Yeah. Tony's from Plymouth.
Oh, well, District 5 take very good care of them.
Give them the bum's rush.
Any questions?
There's not a lot there in records.
Okay, well, we'll move down to 7210, archives.
Adjusted the split, Teresa, more reflective of the time spent in each function.
Yeah. Archives has gotten very busy, so.
Any particular reason why?
I think because I've been trying to get out there and I joined the Historical Society, so I'm starting to get an influx of volunteers coming in now, too.
The other day, I picked up a couple old books. One that said Farnham Ridge District Library.
You have to pay the fee back to that library up there for not taking those books back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I bet you that library fee is pretty big.
I think, yeah, it's pretty
probably about $30,000 worth of stuff.
I hope you saw the story in Upcountry News
by
Ruth Gottstein.
Yes, and she's going to do a second part on it.
Yeah, too, that's what she said.
What
that's
a good. Wonderful lady. She is really, really,
yeah.
really neat. Yeah, so I took her back into the archives and kind of showed her around a little bit. And
yep.
Any questions?
Nope.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nowhere.
Let's see if we'll go back up to Board of Supervisors.
Start from 2760 and go up to the left.
Pardon? Yeah. Let's go to 1100.
700?
What are we doing?
1100. Board of Supervisors. Work our way down. This reflects that big salary raise.
The additional contribution by the supervisors, the 3% extra you're paying towards your PERS, not offset by any pay increases. The are is shown in here. Also, the budget does not contemplate a salary increase for the supervisors, which is something that we have to address because right now that has not been officially postponed. So.
By that statute
that says you're going to go up to 40%. So that needs to be addressed. I can bring that back at a future date.
Yeah, we should do that. But I will say, as many times I've been accused of taking raises or as a board has been, they probably ought to give us one. Then they have something to complain about.
Yeah, we're always getting accused of having
taken one. Well, let's do a big press release.
Bring that back and we'll take care of that.
We'd like to look at out of county travel and see if that's going to be enough for meetings and conventions, one or the other. Because I would like to request that our supervisors attend the CSAC conference at least for the night that I'm going to be installed there.
That's done in Southern California.
Only if it's going to be as good as the sheriff's.
Oh, Monterey, that's right. Well, I'd like to go.
But the food's as good as the sheriff's one.
The sheriff's induction was set
a
standard.
Amazing food. But I'd like to go.
Well, I'd like you all there.
Yeah.
Including our CAO.
I'll be there.
Including other staff they'd like to attend. So.
I'll talk about the CAO's budget in a minute. So.
As long as I don't have to sit next to the governor.
All right. Yeah, make sure we got enough in that line item or we'll take it out of the CAO's budget.
There's no
simple
blood.
As that.
No blood from a turnip there.
Chuck, give that some thought. Talk to the admin committee, see what they think.
Any questions? Seeing none, move on to 1105. This is the one I've been waiting for.
Had it here.
I did increase that by 1,500 in meetings and conventions because of the need to get back out there. I haven't been to a CAO conference in 3 years. So I have tried to set the standard by cutting my budget just like everybody else. And as a result, I've kind of isolated myself. And I need to get out there. I need to get to CSAC. I need to get to the CAO conference. And in order to do that and send Karen to go visit with the other budget officers, I believe $1,500 increase there will get us there. Other than that, I didn't increase anything else. Wait, no, that's not true. Memberships went up.
Memberships,
yeah.
And maintenance program, $67.
That's all right. That's true.
Good job, Chuck.
That's real good, Nod. And I think you've had your head down digging, and probably wouldn't hurt to go a few of those things and touch base. So
that could be enough money for you to go to CAO's conference and the NCSEC.
I think so.
CAO's conference is in Hawaii.
You can stay at the Motel 6 and make it sure.
I always do.
Yeah, you can.
I bring a tent.
You can room with Lewis.
I don't think that'll work.
Moving down to 1900 operating transfers.
Chris might have something to say about
that's
that.
Right. He can have the window seat.
Okay, so the first item here, the health trust, is non-negotiable. That's a statutory contribution. HHS rental and assistance is a number that is computed based on the vacant space or the space that the county oversees over there. So we are paying a portion of the rent for, say, what the Community College Foundation is utilizing out there at HHS, and they're paying.
What about ACRA?
We pay for ACRA too. ACRA
oh,
does
do.
Not pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let us not forget our friends on the grand jury. We pay.
And the grand jury. We also pay for their space too.
Regarding the community college side of things, because they are sharing the space and paying rent with Mother Lode Job Training, who's also paying rent, where does that show up, Chuck? Would this be the budget that those revenues coming in would show up? Or?
It
So it's really not visible then.
No,
we should make it more visible. We should show the revenue. Okay, we'll work on that. Because it should be more transparent.
Yeah, because those are two different rental income sources that do go to offset that. And I don't recall the amounts. I negotiated the contracts, but I don't recall the amounts. Especially with Mother Lode.
I don't remember either.
I think Mother Lode Job Training was a couple thousand.
2,000 a month, something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Where it's 14,000 a year? 14
a year.
I think it's 14,000 a year.
It'd be nice to have a line item for it so they stick out. Yeah, I think so. That.
Subleased rental income without this.
Yeah, that'd be all right. You don't have to tell who it is, yeah.
This item also shows the, or this budget also shows a reduction in the debt service payment that we achieved through the refinancing. So if you look down at debt service, which is the debt service for this building, the you can see we changed and dropped it $47,000.
I thought it was 49.
It was.
I did too.
We haven't changed it since we
numbers.
The number came in.
That's kind of hard, figured. Okay.
Yeah.
Locked in a little bit lower interest rate than
yep.
we
had. Right. So 47 was the number we had when we put this budget together.
Okay. Any other questions?
Trial court operation 400.
Yep. Move on down to 1910. Motion.
What is that exactly?
Pardon?
Promotion?
Yeah.
It's all of these various
air booths,
lines.
Air booths. Oh, okay.
Film commissioner.
Council of Tourism.
Hey, you know, I've got a real problem with this. So they have promotion here, and they have Miss Amador. What about Mr. Amador? This looks like it's sexist to me.
Only if...
You can run first.
I was going to say.
You know, it's just fine like it is. I withdraw my
competition.
But you have to wear a Speedo.
That's right. It requires men in Speedos, yes.
Me and my big mouth. I'll keep my mouth shut.
Yeah. You'd learn.
You, how active is the film commissioner? I mean...
Aren't we done making the payments to the Save the Jocks and Wheels?
You had a question on that, too. I thought we were...
That might be right. You might be right.
13, 14, 15.
Was over...
was it 4 years?
I thought it was over 4 or 5.
Oh, I thought it was
either
4 or 5,
I thought. I think he was asking for $25,000. We'll double-check on
it. I think it was $15,000.
Okay.
Go back and check that one out. They may owe us money.
They're fixing the glass window that somebody threw a rock through.
That might be, yeah.
I thought it was just 3 years.
I don't remember.
I thought we talked about rolling the film commission into ACT. Discussion about it.
Is he active anymore? That's the thing, I don't know.
I haven't heard much if he is.
You know, I don't, probably he was supposed to come every year and give us a report.
And the job is to attract movie production to our county? Is that the...
Yeah.
Yeah, and which he did somewhat since he was on the Little Rascals. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He's a Mouseketeer.
He is a Little Rascal. I thought our money usually funded him to go to the big...
convention.
Yeah, in Pitch Amador.
The $2,000 doesn't cover... what he puts into it, so I know it's just I'm just saying it doesn't cover it though.
Well, it would be nice to have a report, even though it's a minimal amount of money.
Well, he didn't draw anything in 13-14, so usually when anybody in any of these lines asks for funds, I will ask them to come to before the board before we'll release those funds.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Since he didn't draw anything, he didn't get. He
that
didn't
means he wasn't doing anything on our behalf, I assume.
Did you use it or lose it?
Yeah, it doesn't roll. I won't encumber this.
I really think we ought to try to find a way to roll that into all the travel and outreach that the Council of Tourism does already. I mean, it goes hand in hand.
They're getting pretty good money right now. I mean, I want to be...
No, I realize. I just think the function should be rolled in.
Oh,
film commission is very different than ACT, though. Commission's different.
How many films have been filmed here in the last 3 years?
When they do have a film or a commercial, it is quite a bit of work for him to be the liaison.
for all that stuff. But I just say, why don't we just leave it at that, and then if he draws on it, he draws. If he doesn't, worry about it. It's only a couple $1,000.
You know, I would like a little report maybe or something, just tell us how many things have been done in the county in the last, you know, couple years or something.
Yeah.
But if there's nothing been done?
Nothing been done. Last 2-3 years, I'd say maybe put that money back in the general fund
or
ACT or something.
All right.
Cool. Let's move.
I agree with that.
Ask him to make a report.
Can you do that, Chuck?
Yeah, I can ask him. Tom. It's still Tom, right?
Yeah.
Blackman.
Any other questions?
I think we're going to have some requests coming up under the economic development line item. We'll brought to the full board, obviously, but some initial contemplated requests being contemplated. In fact, I think they may be here tomorrow to speak at public matters not under the agenda. Two things.
They should have made them already.
Well, there's two things. They're talking about the working with ACTC on a potential half-cent sales tax, you know, special tax for transportation projects measure, and and then the other is the studies to facilitate what kind of return on investment is derived with various expenditures, primary one being transportation projects. So you'll hear more about it tomorrow, though. But I mean, we've got 10,000 line items here. It'll be a board decision as to whether to adjust that line item or draw out a contingencies if they so choose.
You know something else? Just thinking about it, down at the state capitol, our window down there, and I don't know if it's something we should pay for, if there's a group that might want to do it, but I think our...
4-H did it in the past.
Our state capitol window could really be spruced up. I mean, you look at it, and it's kind of like, yeah, it's okay, but I think they could have some, probably a lot, that would be more reflective of current Amador County and what's available.
Playing in there, huh?
I've got to put that Crest Nugget in there.
A reasonable facsimile thereof.
Then the legislature will go grab that so fast.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Richard, you think it's going to stay there?
Politicians would grab it. Might be able to get you a chunk of molten cast iron. You could have gold plated in there.
And that sounds like another function that, you know, it's there to generate interest in Amador County.
And there's a lot of people walk through that building. I mean, how many really look at the exhibits? I don't know, but that hall is always pretty crowded.
Well, if you want it done professionally, then have ACT do it, because they'll contract with somebody just like they do for the state fair booth.
Right.
Can we finish up here, gentlemen?
Yep. Okay, let's see. Moving down to 1990, grant projects.
Is this, we haven't talked about this one, this is the amount left over in the old CDBG grant, correct? This isn't, I don't think we've got any more.
Request?
Yeah.
And what was the CDBG project for?
It was for homeless prevention.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the $27 GSA cost allocation.
Well, you know, a question I'd have, if that's what's for, is there some way to close that thing out?
We'll have to leave it in there until the actuals fall off, but then we can
close it out officially.
The one done by ATCA?
Yeah. Yes.
Vito Bailey.
Vito Barber.
What are they doing with, who sits on ATCA? What are they doing with their new building over there on,
or should I ask?
They're looking at...
ask the guys that sit on after that question.
We'll double check that.
We'll talk about it later.
Because I think we're
about done with that. It'll take some time.
Right. As with you know, any of these grants, I'd like to see if they had a measure of the project's success, if they actually prevented homelessness.
Well, I'm sure they have some very good metrics, but all I know is there's still a wood tent city right across
right.
the street here. So.
Right, yep.
Well, and every time they did the assessment to show how many homeless people there were, the question was asked, you run a homeless shelter over here, is there any vacancy in it? And there's always vacancy. So it's the homeless people that don't want to adhere to the rules required to stay in the homeless shelter, so they choose to live the life they live.
Okay, moving down to 2150 grand jury.
Let's cut that.
Yeah.
We didn't make any changes, any significant changes. The only one that changed the rents and leases, I think we recalculate the rent. Okay. So it's just a placeholder.
Okay.
We pay $71,000 annually investigated on the same topic.
That is correct.
What is that jury and witness expense?
The members of the grand jury get paid
to
attend the meetings. Yeah.
They come
get paid in pizza.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. No, they actually get checks.
I know.
Cut. Yeah. So the that's where that is. Now this grand jury, I spoke with the judge last year because last year's grand jury overran their budget right before they lectured us on fiscal responsibility, and this year's grand jury has been very prudent, and they've been meeting via a conference call, as I understand it, and have been doing a good job of minimizing that cost.
We're going to have next year's grand jury give them an attaboy for it.
Okay, moving on to 2440.
Prevention, fire protection.
Fire protection.
What's the revenue source here? It just says aid public safety. Is that Prop 172? Or?
Yes, it's 172.
Questions?
Nope.
Moving on to 2520, water development. Where's the water agency? Thought they'd be here.
Just mention the word.
What is the purpose of this? $830,000, yeah.
Long story. The
settlement. It's a settlement money.
It's a settlement
with East Bay Mud.
Yeah, that was, and the money was given to us augment our water supplies. Was it?
No, it was a settlement agreement.
Settlement for I think what $2 million or
dollars.
Calaveras and Amador both got $2 million apiece. Amador County got a reservation of 15,000 or 20,000 acre feet, and Calaveras County got a reservation 27,000 acre feet. It was because they appointed a special judge as a water master, and he doled out this.
Well, basically, they have a bunch of our water for $2 million, that the water's probably worth $20 million now.
Yeah.
But what happened, Lynn, was the board at that time took that $2 million, put it into this water development fund, and it has grown into a sizable amount to be utilized primarily in the form of loans to water and wastewater development agencies for infrastructure repairs and improvements and expansions and things of that nature.
Sometimes they need a kicker for a grant.
When they fought Devil's Nose to get Devil's Nose in, they spent about $2 million on that.
So AWA, well, when we...
I'm still bitter about the water agency.
loaned AWA $90,000, I think, and they paid it back. Was that out of this fund?
$900,000?
No, I thought it was $900,000. Was it $900,000?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they paid that back because it was to cover the cost of engineering services that would be reimbursed when they got the grant.
On a GSL?
GSL.
So this is an ongoing since about 1959. Call it 58 agreement.
So they could appropriately ask. I won't say appropriately. They could ask us to borrow more of this money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they have.
Yeah.
At one time, we were given a lot of grants out of here, but then we've changed our policy to make it mostly loans because otherwise you're going to just totally deplete the fund. It'll never come back. So.
Right.
Didn't want to deplete it. And then at that time in 1959, through a special act of the legislature, Amateur Water Agency was formed.
Right.
And I think that loan we did the Amateur Water Agency, we still should have got a cut of action on that thing. But,
The power generation thing.
Darn right. Anyway, any questions? Been amazing. That's right.
Wrong with that.
You know, something just came up over the weekend on the fact that the county's property at the landfill has no water service to that site, and so the current operator of the facilities down there, ACES, has to truck in water to do everything that they need to do with water, whether that be flush toilets or whatever else, and the costs for JVID to expand a service line out there was somewhere estimated around $140,000. That's something that this board ought to consider, expansion of water delivery to our property.
As long as they put an RV park up there, too.
At least would
be an ideal spot.
You mean they can't use the leachate?
Oh. Yeah. thing is... I don't know, it just seemed like kind of a
ironic
situation where it's our property and no water, but we choose to lease the property out. But I'm sure we lease it for pennies on the dollar. But
we should increase the lease rate if we're going to spend that money to ACES.
Why is the cost so high from JVID?
Oh, is it? Okay.
I suppose the Public Works Committee could talk about this and then, maybe be able to, in the long term, work something out.
Look for a grant or...
Yeah, or maybe next negotiations.
PG grant. It's a low-income area, I guarantee you.
Well, okay.
Anyway, just
more questions?
It's this fun, so...
Moving on to 2700 Special Services.
Things are pretty much status quo with the with that. In fact, there are no changes from last year.
You know, are we getting? I thought Title III was done.
No,
SRS got renewed, right? Secure Rural Schools Act got repassed for another 2 years.
You're right. It did. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Reappropriated.
It was then. You're right.
It's there. The Title III is there. The sheriff only bills against it when he's got eligible activities, which are search and rescue within the National Forest. And that's what. So when they have those type of activities going on, he bills against this line item. So we are showing $5,000 to APAL, what we had for 14-15.
$15,000 to ATCA, $37,000 to Senior Center.
No, $37,000 to LAFCO.
Oh, to LAFCO.
I've got zero going to the Senior Center.
We haven't given the senior center anything since 13, 14.
They're pretty well self-funded.
Common Ground gets 6,000.
I'm proud of it.
The Resource Conservation District.
Yeah.
Grand. 1,500 to the cemetery fund, and 1,500 to Volcano Pioneer Cemetery District there.
If we had the money, I'd advocate for increasing APAL and Common Ground, but I don't think we have the resources to do that, to put them back to previous levels.
6,000 that we're giving Common Ground, how is that working with the county RX card that generates that revenue, and the board typically splits it between Common Ground and Amador Lifeline?
Besides?
So this then is in addition to that split amount.
I think we used to give them, a long time ago, $12,000 or $15,000.
To Common Ground?
I think it was as high as 15 that went to Common Ground. That was when probably 2000, pre-2008.
Yeah, there used to be some very large numbers in this budget.
Any more questions?
No.
2760? Better spend a lot of time in this one.
I don't know what that bulk of that money spent for. Is it going to a fish derby?
It has in the past.
Yeah, I think.
Do they do that anymore?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Something Joe Lowe set up to fund the Father's Day fish derby at Lake Taboo.
You know, Native Sons sponsored the event, one of the richest parlors in the state.
And we give them money for a fish derby.
I understand. It's from clients.
I want you to know that a former warden from, I don't remember what county, Madera or somewhere, contacted me about this fund. I asked Chuck about it, this big fund, and because he would like a committee to be put together again, a fish and game penalties committee. Because with this money, we could stock lakes and we could do all kinds of
things. Can't stock the lakes because of the red-legged frog.
Right.
I swear to God.
That's the high country.
Forest Service is out there killing them.
Taking them out.
Anyhow.
Anyway.
Do you need action from us to adopt a preliminary budget?
We will when that time comes. But
okay.
Today, all I've got, it's just a workshop.
This is just a workshop. Okay.
Just give me direction. My plan is to bring back this budget first meeting in June for adoption. So
find that other 40.
That's direction.
Find that other 47 grand.
Chuck gave us some good budget.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But called me Richard.
We'll be back in June.
Even though this is my first budget round, I just want to congratulate Chuck, because I really appreciate having the comparative numbers from prior year expenditures and so on. It really helped.
Well,
yeah.
I would like to take all the credit, but honestly, it's Karen. Karen's doing it all.
Thank you, Karen.
So all the mistakes are hers. Everything else is mine.
No, wait. You said all the mistakes are hers?
I'm kidding. Yes. No. Obviously, she's doing a great job with a very difficult task.